I saw in the Sefer Yam HaChochma from the great Goyen and the great Mekubal, Rabbi Chaim Morgenstern Shlita. So he has in his Sfarim, in Tovshin Ayin Tes, he has a Sefer on Perek Chelek. So in his Sefer on Perek Chelek, on this Gemara, he says something very geschmack. Befrat, because of the fact that it's something we've spoken about many times over the years, and that is that we know that the Tanoim were mentioned in Shas in different ways, right? Most Tanoim were referred to as Rebbe. There were those that were referred to as Rabbon. But what was the Hechste Madreig of how a Tana could be referred to? Gadol mi Rabbon Ishmoy. That's why it's Shammai and Hillel, and it's Shammai and Avtalion, and that's why you have all the Nevi'im, right? The highest level that a person can come to is to be referred to only by his name. And the Makar is, it comes from the Igeres HaShniya of Rav Shmi Ragoyen. Again, Rambam brings in his Akdamah to Perish HaMishnah, is something that we've spoken about so many times. So he said, if somebody goes to his Rebbe and he calls him by his name, he's giving him the biggest covenant imaginable. Because what he's saying is, Godomi Rabban Shmoy. Right? If Hillel's Talmud went over to his Rebbe and he called him Hillel, that's what he's supposed to call. That's what everybody calls him. Reb Hillel? It's disrespectful. That's Godomi Rabban Shmoy. So Rabbi Chaim said, Vaistois from the Gemara, that even though it's true, Godomi Rabban Shmoy, but a Talmud has to call his Rebbe Rebbe. There's a different yachas that a Talmud has to have to his Rebbe versus everybody else. So it's true, everybody should say Godomi Rabban Shmoy, because that's the Gres de Milo. But when it comes to a Talmud, and Mipnei Ma Nenash Gechazi, Mipnei Shekara Le Rabbe Shmoy, Kara Le Rabbe Shmoy, what do we refer to? We refer to Elisha as Elisha, all the Nevi'im on Nevi'im. So Gechasi can't call Elisha Elisha. He should say Reb Elisha Fakaret. It's denigrating. It's taking away Godomi Rabban Shmoy. The Teretz Niz is a separate hanhoga that a Talmud has to have for his Rebbe. And when it comes to a Talmud and a Rebbe, then already there's no idea of Godomi Rabban Shmoy. It's a Nifla Diga Ar. It's Mefurish here in this Gemara. Incidentally, as it relates to calling your Rebbe by his name, so we have a raid bite from the 13th Machzer, a more halachic raid bite, Ayin Shalom.